Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, you just do that, my little adorablenesses, my little cookies. 855-993-7569. Josie has done exactly that. I don't want to keep Josie waiting even a millisecond. So, Josie, you're on the air. Welcome. How might I help you today?
Hi, Josie. Or hi, Dr. Joy.
Well, we're close enough, Joy and Josie. Yeah. Close enough. All right. You know, it probably works better if one of us is one and one is the other. However you want to do it.
That makes sense.
All right. Here we go.
I have an issue with my husband, and now it's starting. My son, who's six, is watching my husband act like this, and he's picking it up.
Okay.
And I've tried the cheerful and stupid. I've tried not to take the bait, and I'm doing better. But they are, like for example, last night, my husband's been in a bad mood lately, and his back hurts, and he's just been in a foul mood. And it seems like every day it's like I'm walking on eggshells, and something happened, and I didn't try to clean out a stain on my shorts, and he got very rude. And when I tried to say, he said, you know, you could at least try to wash this out of your shorts. I didn't realize there was any stains on my shorts, and he just got mad. And I said, well, you know, it's not like I don't do laundry. I do laundry. You know, I've done three. And he goes, it's not a contest. You know, and it's like basically he just wants me to shake my head like a bobblehead and say I'm sorry and move
okay.
on. And
let me stop you for just a second and get a little bit of background. How long have you guys been married?
We've been married since 2007, but we've been together before that. We've been together a total 20 years.
Wow. Okay. How old are you?
I'm going to be 42 next month.
Well, happy birthday next month. So, and how old is he?
He's 51.
Okay. Is this the first marriage for either of you?
It's my first marriage. It's his second.
Okay. Tell me about the back problem.
He hurt his back at work last week, and he's been in a lot of pain.
Okay. So is this behavior of the sort of kind of ugly, is this new or is this just exacerbated by his back? I mean, is this how he usually behaves even when his back isn't bothering him or not?
He has a lot of health issues, but it seems like there's, if it's not one health issue, it's another. And he's usually not like this, but we just moved and there's been a lot of stress with that.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So do you work outside the home?
Yes.
What do you do?
I work in the medical record field, coding.
Okay. And what does he do?
He does maintenance.
Okay.
He travels, yeah, for maintenance.
Who makes more money?
He does.
By how much?
By maybe $14K a year.
What percentage of that is? How much do you make? Let's just do it that way.
Sure. Oh, I make about 44.
So he makes about maybe 20, what would that be, about 25%? No, a little bit, probably about 30 to 40% more than you make.
Yes.
Okay. Is he making the same amount of money he was making 5 years ago? Making more or making less?
About the same, maybe a little more.
Okay. Does he have children from the first marriage?
No.
Okay. Are the two of you financially stressed at this moment?
Yes, a little bit.
Do you think it's going to last for a long time or a short time?
Just a short term.
Okay. Who's better educated?
I am.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I was... Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I'll tell you what I it may have been in the money department. Is he happy with his work?
No, not really.
Yeah. Okay. Let me give you a couple of takes on this. First of all, let's look at it from his point of view, so just so you understand a little bit better, and then we'll figure out what you could do about it. Because understanding is only part of it. You know, insight's helpful, but insight in and of itself, I don't want you to sort of be willing to accept this behavior. And as you point out, it gets contagious that your son will start talking with you that way as well. And if you comment on it, he'll say, well, Dad said that. And then you've got to, because kids are smart as well as manipulative. Okay, so from his point of view, I'll tell you the word that I sort of honed in on, which you may have already guessed, which was competitive. When you said, well, I did laundry, and he said, it's not competitive, it's not a competition. It is for him. He's feeling that you're younger, smarter, better educated, that you probably have more. You sort of have, it sounds like, a white-collar job, and he has a blue-collar job. And there's, yeah, so my guess is that this has probably come up in your relationship before, but it's particularly difficult now because when we feel crappy, we just lose our abilities to, you know, to be as resilient, to be our better self. We just get mean and nasty and, you know, we're hurting, so we want to hurt somebody else. And it's not a very nice part of human behavior, but it's certainly not an uncommon part of human behavior. So I think that's something, and let me just give you kind of a start on that one. Because that could be a trap if you sort of decide, well, you know, he's feeling crummy, and so I can just deal with this. I'll just make him feel better by saying yes, dear. It's a trap because, first of all, he'll understand that you're patronizing him, which will make him feel worse, not better, even though for the short term that may be what he thinks he wants. But it's almost like a five-year-old sort of saying, I don't have to do this. You're not the boss of me. And then if the parent sort of folds, the kid feels terrible. Well, the kid feels mom, dad, they don't even like me enough, you know, to deal with me. So don't be tempted to make excuses for him. I'm just trying to help you have a little bit more insight into what's going on for him so you understand it better. But the first thing I would say with a cranky anybody is say, look, did I do something that made you unhappy? And I would say at least 8 to 9 times out of 10, the answer is going to be, well, no. Then say, okay, look, then don't take it out on me. If you're having a problem about your back or about work, let's talk about that. But let's not start a war over something that has nothing to do with either of us. And that's not a bad technique because it does a couple things. First of all, it gets him out of the zone of pity. Everybody hates me. She makes more money. She's going to make more money. She's smarter than I am. So because it instantly says, well, you have to think about this for a minute. When you say, did I do something wrong? Because my guess had nothing to do with the laundry or the stain or anything else. I mean, who cares if you're not going out in public, I assume. And if you are, it doesn't really reflect on him. It's you. And so what's the big deal here? And if that's really the issue, what I would have done at that very moment is taken off the shorts and headed to him and say, oh, honey, you're so much better at this than I am, and given him the damn shorts. Because it would have completely diffused the issue because it had nothing ever to do with the shorts. And so you talking about the shorts means that in some ways he's going to feel better, like the five-year-old who's now got an argument that's off on the side, but it really doesn't because it's not dealing with the real issue. So number one, understand where he's coming from. Number two, when you feel that there, which you obviously felt, that this had nothing to do with you, it had to do with his back pain, ask that question. You don't have to make the assumption. In fact, I would not encourage you to make the assumption of, well, this is just about your back pain. Don't tell people what they're thinking ever, because especially if you're right, it just infuriates them. So what you then say is, listen, if I did something wrong, let's talk about that. And if not, let's talk about what's really going on with you, because I love you and I want to help you. Okay? Think about what that would have done at that moment, because you forced him to think about something, number one. Number two, to take responsibility. Number three, to treat you as at least to give you some dignity as a human being to say, listen, I'm willing to help. So it would have instantly diffused it. And I'm not scolding you. I'm just saying, if you try it next time, it should work because you can see why it would work. And that's why I'm going through this showing you everything. Because it's not that I'm giving you a magic word and you have to memorize the words. It's a different way of addressing the problem because it had nothing to do with shorts. It had to do with his sense of inadequacy, that he's feeling lousy at that moment. It may be that he can't have sex because his back is hurting him. It may be that he's worried about his job. He hates his job anyway, but he may feel he's going to lose it because his back is hurting, yada, yada, yada. So the point is, if at that moment he begins talking about that, then all of a sudden, instead of you being the bubblehead doll, you become the helpmate. And put you on hold, and I'll come back and talk about taking the shorts off. I'll be right back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking with Josie, whose husband is in a bit of pain, and he's acting like a big pain. And the worst is that her son is beginning to pick up the same kind of behavior. And I think that rather than saying to your son, you can't act like that, and then him saying what daddy does, and then, because that's exactly, as you know, what he's going to say, and then say, well, daddy is a grown up and you're not, it's not going to work. And besides which, even if your son stopped it and your husband continues that, it's still a problem. So we deal with the source, which is the husband. So the first thing is, if you feel you're being unfairly attacked, then instead of saying, you know, stop it or answering the attack, what you need to do is say, look, if I've done something wrong, let's talk about it specifically, and I'll see if I can't do something about it. If it's not me, then let's, you know, let me help you. Let's talk about what's really going on here. Okay, number one. Number two, on the issue of the shorts, as I said, I probably would have smiled sweetly and taken off the shorts and say, honey, you're so much better at this than I am. So that takes away, because you became defensive, and if we're really right, or if I'm really right, I guess, that he's being a bit competitive with you, then you're off and running if you talk about how many times he does the laundry, how many times you do the laundry. Just take off the shorts and hand it to him and say, honey, you're so much better at this than I am. And then it's done. There's nothing you can do about that. What is he going to say? Well, no, it's your job. Okay, well, then I'll take care of it. I mean, you can see, you can completely diffuse whatever's going on because it has nothing to do with the shorts. Then the third thing, I think, is that this is a guy who's feeling like his world is kind of tumbling down around his ears. And I think at some point, without being his shrink or without being his mom, saying, "Hun, look, I know that if, you know, when my back's out, I'm terrible, or you know, when I have cramps or whatever, what can I do to help make this better?" And it's always a useful technique to say to somebody, "What can I do to help?" Because it does move people from that sort of toxic cloud of pity, which is straight emotion and straight paranoia and straight rationalization, to intellect that says, because at the moment you say, what do you want me to do? They have to be prepared for the first round to go, I don't know, what do you want to do? And you just have to get past that of saying, you know, I want it to be effective. So rather than my coming up with the notion of what I think you need, just tell me what you need. I don't see if we can't, it doesn't mean you have to do it, but it means that you've now moved him from straight emotion to intellect. And most of us respond better in our intellect than we do in our emotion, especially when we're feeling crummy. And then you've got the pattern for your son of when your son sort of pulls this kind of crap, which he may, even if your husband does change it. Although your husband will then become on your side of saying, you know, don't talk to your mother like that. And then your son's going to say to his dad, well, you do. And that'll change everything because he'll then hear how it sounds. But in the meantime, what you could say is, if you're unhappy with me, let's talk about what you're unhappy about. The other thing you can do, which I would not encourage as a first round, but as a second round, or maybe switching them around, of just ignoring it. If he says, "Stain in your shorts," I mean, I just ignore it. I mean, what does stain in shorts have to do with anything? And
no, what? He can be so nasty, though. Like, yet last night he's like, "I'm not your laundry," and then he said the B word, and it's like, I talked to my friend, and she's like, "You are one of the nicest people I've ever met," and she's like, "I can't believe he would talk to you like that." And it's hard.
Who said that?
Defensive.
No, who said you're one of the nicest
people? My friend.
No. What you should, but that's a perfectly reasonable thing for you to say to him. Which, as you hear, when I said, because that's really the same thing I was saying, which is, if this has to do with me, let's be specific. If it doesn't, what's really going on here?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. She's just saying it, and you can certainly say those same words, which are essentially just shorthand for what I was saying, which is, you're one of the nicest people I've ever met. Why are we talking to me this way? Because, again, any kind of interaction just says, because otherwise, if you engage him on the level he's engaging, not only is he win, but everybody loses, because it's not about that. It's about something else. So when you engage him about the shorts or the laundry, then you've lost, and so has he. It's not that he wins and you lose, even though that's how it's going to feel at the beginning, initially, to both of you. But there's no pleasure in it. First of all, it's not the issue. And second of all, nobody feels good when they're a bully. They really don't. Being a bully is always about saying, I feel crummy. If I feel crummy, I'm going to make you feel crummy. But crumminess, you know, two crummies don't make a good feeling. They really don't. Never have, never will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, that makes sense. And then he'll act like that, like a big jerk. And then, you know, I was just talking to him, well, you know, I feel I do the laundry, but like, I won't do that. I'll say, what can I do? But, and then he'll turn it into a victim where he's like, well, maybe I'd be better off dead. Maybe you guys would be better off if I was dead.
Yeah, but you see, that's kind of what I was saying to you, wasn't it? Which is, mm-hmm. This isn't about the shorts. It's about him feeling crummy. And if you didn't believe me before, you should have heard what you just said, because that's exactly what I said to you. He's feeling crummy. He's feeling unhappy. His back hurts. He doesn't like his job. He's afraid he may lose his job because he can't work very well with his back hurting. This had nothing to do with the shorts. It never did. So if you had been able to intervene, which you're going to be able to in the future because now you understand it differently, then you would have had a discussion about maybe, you know, I'm feeling awful. You know, I'm worried about my job. You know, I'm getting older. How much longer can I keep doing this? My back is driving me crazy. You know, I've got a young wife and a young kid. And I mean, what's really going on for him? And the problem is, by you going along with the original argument, it just moved him farther along the self-pity path, which is, okay, I should be dead. And then what's your position in that? All you can say is, oh no, we love you, which is what he was looking for in the beginning.
Okay.
So let's cut out all the crap in the middle and just start, you know, when he starts this emotional rant that you know has nothing to do with you, and you have to take a deep breath. You don't have to be cheerful and stupid. All you have to do is understand this couldn't possibly have to do with the laundry. So therefore, if it doesn't have to do with the laundry, what does it have to do with? And you may think you know, but don't tell him, because all of us hate being told what we feel or what we think, especially when we're unhappy. So what you have to do at that moment is realize when you feel that, you know, that kind of blood coming up in you and you're feeling like you're on fire and you feel like you want to fight, that should be a really good warning sign to you that he's just put you in the land of the crazy emotions, all right? And you don't want to go there with him. And he doesn't want to be there either, because we see what happens. Nobody wins. Now, he didn't feel good about that. He's then feeling, I'm going to kill myself. So nobody wins. It's not like you're beating him or he's beating you. Everybody's losing. So when you feel those responses in you, it should be instantaneous to think, wait a minute, don't play this. And so the response is, gee, honey, tell me what's really going on here. Because if it's about the shorts, I'm going to give you the shorts and the off or whatever it is, dash, and you can take care of it. If it's not about that, let's talk about what it is. Because that's all he wanted ever to do, was to say, I feel scared. You know, I'm older. I've got a young kid. I've got a young wife. I got a job. I got a backache. Okay? You see?
He says, I guess I have a stupid brain.
All right, let me put you on hold. I'll put you on hold, Josie, because you think about what the response you should do when he says, I have a stupid brain. I'll be back to you in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com.
SupernaturalSilver.com.
And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
It's been July with its Pedovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, we're talking with Josie, who's got a husband who's feeling a little competitive and a little cranky because he hurt his back. And we're just giving Josie some different ways of dealing with him. All right, so when he says, I am just stupid, what did you say? What could you say? What did you say and what could you say?
I think I've just said about just about everything, and it seems like my sons can be a jerk, and then he retreats to this, well, I guess I'm just a bad boy.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about your son or your husband?
My son.
Okay. So when your son says, what elicited the response that I'm just a stupid head? What did you say to him that made him say that back?
Like I corrected him.
Do you remember what you corrected him about?
Playing with the dog too hard. You know, I was afraid the dog would bite him. And I said, Ryan,
well, you know, I don't know. That's one of those things. As a parent, yeah. When my daughter was really young, we lived at the beach, and I would let her crawl around. And you know, I remember she was crawling around on the rocks one day, and I went and got her and pulled her down and said, you could hurt yourself. And one of my neighbors, who was an older woman who'd raised three kids, and she, you know, it's wonderful to have friends like that because they've been there, done it, got the T-shirt. And she said, why are you doing that? And I said, because she'll hurt herself. And my friend said, well, do you think she could really do some serious damage? And I said, no, probably not. I mean, she couldn't climb very high. And, I mean, the worst she was going to do is scrape herself or something. And she said, how is she ever going to learn? And I thought at that moment it changed all my parenting skills. Because, you know, when your kid climbs up on a couch and you go and rescue the kid because you're afraid they're going to fall, I mean, they're not really going to fall very far from a couch. But if they don't learn about heights and danger, they're going to be on top of the refrigerator jumping or, out, God forbid, out a window or something. That there's some behaviors in childhood that are really self-limiting. And presumably, I mean, you have a dog that's not particularly vicious, doesn't have rabies. And the point is that we're not around all the time. We're not there 24/7 to monitor our kids, no matter how observant and dedicated a parent we are. And therefore, it would seem to me that I had to learn to let my kid climb on the rocks because that was the only way she was going to learn about height and risk. And she actually didn't fall, and she got to be a pretty good climber. And with a dog, especially a family dog that, you know, is relatively calm, and hopefully you don't have a particularly snappy dog around children anyway, if the kid gets too rough with the dog is either going to growl or snap at the kid, or just most dogs, especially if they're family dogs, are just going to walk away. They're just going to get away from the kid. And that becomes a self-limiting behavior. Because if every time you say to your kid, you're being too rough with the dog, the kid, first of all, the first time you're not there, is going to roughhouse with the dog and then have the possibility of actually getting seriously hurt because they're going to be much rougher than they've been in the past because there was no consequence to what they were doing before. The other thing that you might say instead of, you know, the dog's going to hurt you is, you know what, the dog really trusts you and really loves you. And if you hurt the dog is not going to like you as much, which is, okay. So the point being that when you say that your husband and son both view you as judgmental about them, and we already talked about from the standpoint of your husband, it may be that he is, his insecurities he owns rather than anything that you've contributed to. I mean, you're better educated than he is. You're younger than he is. You have a white-collar job. He has a blue-collar job. And you're just going to have to make him feel that you care about him enormously, which I think, I assume that you do. But the way that you make somebody feel that you care about them enormously is not to bare your neck when they start growling at you. That just makes them feel that you're afraid of them or that you just want the argument to go away quickly. And either of those make them feel unloved rather than loved, number one. With respect to your son, and if you say to him, again, rather than being critical of his behavior, see if you can explain to him what's going on, that the dog can't say, ouch, or please don't do that anymore. So the dog trusts you and likes you. And if you hurt the dog, even if you're just being playful, that he's not going to play with you anymore. Now, your son may say, oh, no, we do this all the time. At which point, you know, what I'd probably do is back off and assume that the likelihood of there being any real serious damage here, unless there's something I don't know, is probably pretty minimal. Now, someone's going to say, well, you know, you can never tell that animals are really wild things. Yeah, but, I mean, all we could do is anticipate the ordinary. We really can't, by definition, anticipate the extraordinary. There's just no way of doing it because we don't have any. If it happened all the time, it would be ordinary. So if it doesn't happen all the time, how do we predict it? Very hard to do. But understand, so when your son says, no, I'm stupid, say, no, you're not stupid. Just tell me, you know, explain to me what your feelings are about the dog, or explain to me why you think, or one of the things that I did really well with my kid quite accidentally, because she was driving me crazy one day, is I said, okay, you be the mom, I'll be the kid. So, you know, that might work very well with your son as well, because what he's really saying is, and my guess is he was roughhousing with the dog when you were doing something else, because what he really wanted was your attention. This is a theme, Josie, that both your son and your husband want your attention, and they both learn to do the same thing to get your attention, which is to act out, to act up, to be idiots. And if you don't pay any attention, so stupid and cheerful may not be exactly the thing to do here, when you don't pay any attention to them, then they get verbally obnoxious. So maybe giving both of them some kudos more often, and I'm sure you do, and there may not be enough there may not be enough positive comments for anybody in this universe, but to say to your son, you know, that dog just really loves you, and you're so good at taking care of him. that your son's that saying to your husband, you know, you're really brave. I mean, I know that your back is really bothering you, and you know that you just toughen it on out. Or, you know, you're my hero. You go to a job that you really don't like every day, and I know that you're doing it for me and for Junior, and I really appreciate it. I mean, just find things every day to say that are positive to both the men in your life, because that's what they're feeling is underappreciated. They don't really matter to you enough. And as I said, I'm not suggesting that you don't appreciate them. I'm saying that they're not feeling appreciated enough. Now, part of that is their insecurities, but part of it is, you know, we get caught up in our lives and we get tired and we, you know, we do the laundry and we do the vacuuming and we clean the bathrooms and we make the food, and we forget that the real pleasure in our lives is the relationships. And just saying, you know, I thought about you all day, or, you know, you're just such a wonderful kid, and I just love how well you ride a bicycle, or what a great job you did of making your bed today. Just see, and it'll make you happier as well, and it'll make them, because then they'll look for you to praise them rather than punish them. Because, you know, you hear me say all the time, all God's children need attention. If you can't get it for positive, you'll get it for negative. And both of them are doing some acting out.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Wonderful advice. And then when he says that he's going to leave the house, my son, when he says he's going to leave, just give him, you know, I'd hate to see you leave, Ryan. You're so special to me.
Right. And yeah, what I would say is, wow, that's really interesting. Sometimes I feel like running away. Where are you going? You want somebody to come with you? But I think your response isn't bad. But, I mean, look, understand, part of it is praising them. But part of it is moving them from the emotional to the intellectual. So just saying, where are you going? I mean, you've moved them at that moment.
Okay.
Okay, give it a try, all right? Try it. All right, write down two things for you to do. Write down praise, you know, and a couple times a day for both. And second of all, that you're going to move them from the emotional to the intellectual, both of them, and see what happens. And call me back in a couple of days if you need to.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Welcome. Okay, folks. Listen. One of the reasons I spend so much time with Josie is because these are such common issues, and those two things that just and the clue was obviously when he made a ridiculous demand. You know what stains on your shorts, and she said thing about laundry, and then he says everything doesn't have to be a competition. That gave you the clue. Competition had nothing to do with it at that moment, did it? Which means competition is what's in his head at that moment. And we understand now why. So understand that you don't want to play with somebody on an emotional field, because everybody loses. And if we needed any confirmation of that, the fact that when she did that, when she got engaged on that same self-pity cloud, then his response eventually, because he ran out of steam, he knew he was being a jerk, instead of saying, look, I'm sorry, my back hurts, he said, the world would be better off without me. So what you want to do in the middle of an argument is problem solve. You can't problem solve on an emotional level by definition, all right? So you have to move it from the intellect, from the emotional to the intellect. You have to sort of clean off some of the messiness, and self-pity will get you no place. And it's not that it benefits one person and is detrimental to the other. It's detrimental to both. So what you have to do is move it, and the best way to move it is don't tell somebody what they're doing. Don't tell somebody what they're thinking. Ask. Saying, okay, if this has to do with me, be specific about what you want me to do. If it doesn't, tell me what I can do to help. Okay? And praise people. People need to feel that they matter to you. If they can't do it for positive, they'll do it for negative, which turns into chaos. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner. so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you weren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you enjoying Dr. Joy Brown? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Dr. Joy Brown has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/docjoy. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/docjoy. That's gcnlive.com/docjoy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, good idea, fantastic idea, whatever's on your mind. Okay, it is National Vinyl Record Day. Vinyl records are making a comeback. I don't even know what I did with all. One of the program directors at one of the stations I worked for said he would take all my vinyl and transmute it into discs. So I took all my like classic albums. I had the Revolver and Sgt. Pepper and Elvis and whatever, and I've never seen the records again, and I never got the DVDs. So hopefully, the problem about vinyl, as far as I'm concerned, is not even the vinyl, not even that it warps, not even that it takes up more space, not even that it scratches, but you can't find needles for a turntable anymore. That's why I finally got rid of them. They also take up a lot of space. So, vinyl. Do you have any vinyl records? Do you even know what vinyl records are?
Of course I do.
Okay,
I'm good. In audio, so I know all
that's
about
true. That's true. You're an audio engineer.
My girlfriend has a turntable, has a record player, and a few.
Yeah, but does she have a needle? Was she sent enough to buy a whole bunch
you
of needles?
You can buy needles.
Can you?
Oh,
on the internet?
Oh, yes. Now. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, there was that brief period of time, I guess, where you couldn't, and I thought, okay, this is stupid, so I'd escape.
Yeah, right before they kind of went out of favor, and then now are trendy again, so now they have all kinds of nice kind of connoisseur needles and stuff you can get.
Yeah, diamond needles.
Yeah,
it's exactly. National World Elephant Day. Everybody loves elephants. Elephants are very cool animals. Have you ever been up close and personal with an elephant?
I haven't, no.
I did a commentary at a circus at the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus one year, and for a bunch of kids from the Lighthouse for the Blind, which was absolutely an unbelievable experience, because you forget, how would you describe an elephant to somebody? I mean, big doesn't really help, so I would describe them as eight daddies high, you know, and it makes you understand how much of circuses are about fire, which of course are terrifying if they're terrifying for all of us, but for kids who can't see. And what we got to do at the end, that we had essentially a private little radio system where I had about 100 kids, and they all had headphones, and I had a microphone, and we essentially had our own little private radio station within the circus tent for the thing, and I described them all. I've never worked so hard at anything in my life, because it was so, you can't describe colors. Colors make no sense if you're blind. So trying to find metaphors that were useful. At the end, we went down and they got to touch the elephant, and we did the metaphor of the blind people looking at the elephant, and one who grabs the tail and says it's a snake, and one who grabs the leg and says it's a tree trunk. But they have very bristly skin. It was a really interesting thing to do, and they got to touch all the showgirls' costumes and headgear and everything. It was a really fun thing to do. Okay, it's National World Elephant Day. You can see this is a stream of consciousness. National Middle Child's Day. They obviously should get a day. And we didn't make it Mental Health Day. That was a joke. National Julianne Fries Day. That seems a little obscure to me, but nevertheless. Right. All right, let's see what happened this day in history, see if it's as much a mishmash as that is. All right, in 1851, Isaac Singer is granted a patent for...
Singer, oh my God, I want to say typewriter.
Singer's sewing machine.
Sewing machines, yes.
And with the treadle.
Yep.
My grandmother actually had a treadle sewing machine, which was really fun, because once you got it started, it would run by itself, even though it wasn't electricity, it was centrifugal force. In 1877, Asaph Hall discovered the Mars moon's Deimos. There you go. Why didn't they call it Hall? I would have called it Hall. 1883, the last quagga dies at the Artist Magistra Museum in Amsterdam. What's a quagga? Do we know what a quagga is?
If I remember correctly, it's something like a half gazelle, half zebra situation.
And it's now... Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Was it sort of, it's an extinct subspecies of zebra that live in South Africa.
Yep.
Until the 19th century, it was thought to be distinct, but genetic studies have shown it to be the southernmost subspecies of plain zebra. It's close to Burchell zebra. Its name is derived from its call, which sounds like quahaha. So it's a quaha.
My aunt has a zebra.
She has a zebra?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I mean, she owns a zebra. She has a zebra.
In her backyard?
Well, no. She has a farm. But, yeah, she and my uncle live on a farm, and they have animals.
They have a zebra?
And they have a zebra, yeah. She's been training the zebra. She used to work in circuses, and she was an animal trainer, and still is.
Wow!
Yep.
So does she ride the zebra? Can you ride him?
No,
she's
got
like
him
a
on
horse.
Cart. I think they're a little small to be ridden by a grown adult. But, yeah, she has him drive carts and such.
What fun! What other kind of animals does she have?
Oh, mostly horses at the moment. She used to have a ton of things. I'm sure she's not owned elephants, but giraffes and those kinds of things.
Wow! And
yeah.
She, what does she do? She rescues them when they're about to be retired from a circus?
I think so. I think that's how she got this one, yeah.
We need to interview her someday about about animals, don't you think, on It's
yeah.
Broken, Let's Fix It?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the behavioral kind of aspect of things.
Yeah. Let's get her on the program.
Would be interesting.
You guys never cease to amaze me. What a wonderful story. A zebra. We need to get a picture.
Yep.
Do you have a picture of Trevor, so we can put it on the
Yeah, I'll see if I can find
website?
One. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And maybe one with her, or one with you, or both.
Oh, I've never met the zebra.
You haven't?
No,
not yet. How far away from you does she live?
Well, she's, I think, like 11 hours south of me, so.
What state does she live in?
She lives in Missouri, so last time I was there, she did not yet have the zebra.
Okay. Does the zebra have a name?
Yes, but I forget. I'll have to find out.
All right, you have to get in touch. Yep. We need more information here, Trev.
Okay.
I mean, that was a great story. This is like Manny last week when we were talking about childhood memories. Do you know what I think I may have told you.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Yep.
Oh, out of nowhere, he said, oh, yeah, I watched my house burn down when I was 6.
Yeah,
what?
Craziness.
You guys are fantastic. You're little treasure chests of stories that we have yet to discover. Okay. so now we know a quagga. Which is now an extinct animal. So people have been worrying about extinct animals forever, and this was, 1883? So I think it's an ongoing issue. In 1898, the Hawaiian flag was lowered from Iolani Palace, an elaborate annexation ceremony, and replaced with the flag of the United States. This was not our finest hour, folks, to signify the transfer of sovereignty from the Republic of Hawaii to the United States. Not our finest hour. In 1958, Art Kane photographs 57 notable jazz musicians in the black and white group Portrait of a Great Day in Harlem in front of the Brownstone in New York City. I've been to that Brownstone, and there's a great documentary about it, about the taking of that picture. All the jazz musicians, some great names, and Dizzy Gillespie. And in 1960, Echo 1, NASA's first successful communication satellite, was launched. 64, South Africa was banned from the Olympic Games due to racist policies. 77, the first free flight of the Space Shuttle Enterprise. In 1981, IBM personal computer is released. So it was the hodgepodge day. Sort of interesting. I still want to hear more about the zebra. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.